Let's now talk about methods of valuation. We said we'll look at an approach and decide how will we do valuation. So what are these different techniques or methods which I will use to do valuation? So first is asset-based valuation. When I'm saying asset-based valuation, I'm going to value a company based on the net asset value of the company. Okay, what is asset-based valuation? How it is calculated, we'll discuss in detail in the next slide. Second, earning-based valuation. Entire valuation of, you know, finding a value of one share is based on my future earnings. So what's my total earnings or what's my current earnings? What are my expected future earnings? My total income, based on this, I'll find out value of the share. And the third approach is market-based valuation. This approach is usually used by companies which are new into the market, new into business. So a new category of businesses would look at their competitors' value of their shares to find out how to find value of their own share. So these three approaches, what are the steps and methods for all these three approaches? Let's discuss each individually in the coming slides. Let us start with asset-based valuation. So how do I do asset-based valuation? I said asset-based valuation is nothing but calculating the valuation of each share based on net asset value. So first, I will calculate the total assets of my company. So I list all my assets, find out the total value of my assets, and then I list all my liabilities. After I found out the list of all my liabilities, I will deduct my total assets minus my total liabilities to find out the net asset value. So I'm calculating net asset value based on the value of my total assets minus my liabilities. What am I doing? I'm actually checking if my total assets can actually meet all my liability or my obligations or no. So do my assets actually service all my liabilities? If the answer is positive, value of the share is high. If the answer is negative, then there is definitely a problem with the capital which you have employed in assets. So company needs to introspect the value of the share. It should be lesser than whatever may be in the share market. So you will use this approach to find out what is the value of your assets. Now, asset. How do I determine the value of the asset? To determine only the value of the asset, that means to calculate step one. Once I've listed the asset, I want to calculate the value of asset. There are different approaches for calculation of asset value. So asset value could then be further separated into four approaches. So I use four different methods. I may choose one method among this, which suits my company and decide how that particular valuation of asset could be done. A lot of companies also use a mix of one or two strategies together to find out what is the value of the share of a company. So now when it comes to asset, I can find out the asset value. When I'm listing the asset, I want to calculate the total value of the asset. I can do it through book value. What is the value of the asset mentioned in the books of accounts? So based on the value which is mentioned in the books of account, I will take a total of the balance sheet book value and determine the total value of my assets. Allowed. You're free. It's easy compared to other methods. You know what is the value of the asset in the book. Just take a total and calculate the total asset value. Second, replacement cost. What is the value of my asset in case I intend to replace it with some other asset? See, if I'm going for liquidation or if I'm going to scrap the asset, how much money can I recover from this asset? That particular value is nothing but the replacement cost. This cost would be used. This is usually a method used when you're going for liquidation. You'll use a replacement cost to find out the true value of the assets. So you can also calculate, asset value looking at the replacement cost. You can go for appraised value. Appraised value means whenever you're looking at the total value of the asset minus the usage, maybe find out how much has the asset increased or decreased in value and use that particular value to find out the true value of the asset. Next, very interesting, you could use an excess earnings method. So you could look at profitability, which is increasing with the use of this asset. That could be used as, to find out the true value of the asset. So let us understand what is this excess earning method, how it is used and how it is calculated. So when I'm saying you can use excess earning methods, you are now calculating your earning before interest and tax. You are going to find out the adjusted earnings, that means find out EBIT adjust them for all depreciation and non-cash expenses, calculate the normal return on these tangible assets. So now you know what are your tangible assets. Let's leave aside intangible ones right now for calculation. All your tangible assets, try to calculate how much return do they generate. Take your asset value, take your EBIT, calculate your calculate your asset returns, and then determine how much in excess compared to what you are currently earning. This excess earnings will help you understand what should be the excess value of the asset. That means I can value my asset based on this excess earnings which I want. I will also calculate value of my intangible assets and join them together. So take tangible assets separately, intangible assets separately. For tangible, calculate the excess earnings, how much excess returns they generate. Attach the value of intangible assets, something like goodwill, and find out the total earnings and value your asset based on your total earnings. So that could be done when it comes to asset valuation. Let's talk about the second approach. Second approach was earning-based approach. I'm going to use earnings to find out the intrinsic value of the share. In case I'm going to use earnings, what I'm going to first do? First, I will find out what's my EBITDA. Earning before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization. I'll calculate my EBITDA. Based on my EBITDA, I will define my earning multiple. I'll calculate my earning per share. Taking the earning per share, I'll calculate the earnings value of the share. How do I find out the value of the share? One method is through, PE ratio, which is calculating market share price divided by earning per share. So earning multiple based on EBITDA also helps you to understand whether the company is truly valued or no. So I'm looking here at the operational efficiency of the company. I'm using EBITDA to calculate the value of the share. So you could use valuation method based on earnings to calculate the intrinsic value of the company. The third approach, market-based approach. You could also use market-based approach. When we're talking about market-based approach, please understand, I am not looking at what's happening with my company. I'm actually comparing my company to my competitors. I'm going to look at, what are the market, what are my multiples, what are my different ratios, how do I stand in the market compared to my competitors, or maybe do a value of a peer company or a competitor to find out value of the share of my company. Maybe I'm first time coming in business, a particular business segment, which I've never worked on, and there are very few companies into that segment, and I don't understand how do I value my share. In that case, I use a market-based approach where I'm looking at my competitor or other similar businesses, what kind of EBITDA they have, what kind of PE ratio they have, what kind of enterprise value do they really have. I look at all these multiples in the market. I'll benchmark them. I'll apply these multiples to my own company's financial data. I will actually try to extrapolate the information from all these competitors or market. I'll try to use these multiples on my company financial data and then estimate the value of my company based on these selected multiples. So I've looked at the industry, I've looked at my competitors, I've determined the market multiples, and these multiples are then, used by me on my company's financial data to calculate the true value of the share. So I can also use the market-based valuation method to calculate value or true intrinsic value of my company's share. So you could also do a market comparable. Here first, in this case, you are calculating relevant market multiple in market-based valuation. One more further addition of market-based valuation is market comparable. So when I say market comparable, I may use a different method based on the sector which I am. So each sector may have different ratios. Each sector may have different multiples. So don't only look at particular multiple. Look at the sector per se or industry per se and define which kind of, multiple you want to use. Say, for example, I want to use an earnings and revenue multiple. Why I'm using it or where I'm going to use it? Whenever I'm looking at a pharma company. So a pharma company comes with a vaccination or a pharma company comes with a new drug. Okay, and I'm going to be part, I have co-found a new vaccination or new drug and I want to list that my company, pharma company, new pharma company. Then I will look at earnings revenue multiple. I'll use this method to calculate what would be the value of my share in case I'm part of the pharma, I'm getting into the pharma or the healthcare sector. In case I want to value a financial institution or bank, I will look at book value multiples. In case of financial institutions, we use a Camel's approach to understand how the value of the company looks like. The ratio analysis is comparatively different than what you usually study for analyzing company. So book value multiples make a lot of sense in case of banks, because all deposits, everything is managed in books. So use this particular method when it comes to financial institution. You may also go for industry-specific multiples. For cement company, we look at production capacity. For telecom company, we look at average revenue per hour. So you may also go for industry-specific multiples to calculate the value of the share. You could go for multiples from recent merger and acquisition. Look what kind of transaction happened, how much was paid as a value for a particular share when they were merged in a similar business line, and then determine what should be the value of your share. So you know your competitors, mate, there are two companies, or in an industry, there were two companies who have got merged together. And after the merger, what was the value of the share? Based on that, you could also decide, in case you go for a partnership or an acquisition or a merger, what should be the value of the share of your particular company. So you could also calculate intrinsic value of a share based on market comparable. So we said valuation could be done based on asset approach. It could be done on earnings approach and on market approach. Very, very important methods which are highly used to calculate intrinsic value of the firm. Let's talk about market comparable approach one step ahead. In case I now have decided which sector, which company, which multiple I'm going to use, what are the basic steps which you're going to follow? We'll say identify comparable companies. So for my company, I'm an auto company. Say, for example, I'm Maruti. I'll see I'm into passenger vehicle. Which are those other companies which are also majorly earning revenue from passenger vehicle? They would be my comparable companies. I'll not compare it with a company which is into commercial vehicles completely, or maybe agri vehicles, you know, companies which are catering to an agriculture sector. So first find out which are those companies which you can compare yourself with. This particular aspect is very, very important. So identify those companies. Select the relevant multiples for your particular sector or industry. Apply those multiples. So we say auto. In case of auto, what multiples I'll use? What are the total volume of sales? Units. How many units got sold? Okay. So how many units got sold? What category of vehicle is getting sold? I use those multiples, and then I'll use my, here it's more related to earning multiples. So I use my earning multiples. I'll apply these multiples in my calculation of intrinsic value of share for my particular company, and I'll interpret the result whether I'm getting a true value, whether the value of my share is overvalued or undervalued. This will help me understand what price to quote in case I want to go for a buyback, or in case I want to go for an acquisition, or I want to offer my company for sale. Other aspects or other valuation methods are as under. So irrespective of these three approaches, there are other methods which you could use. First is the super profit method. What is super profit? Super profits are profits in excess of your normal profit. So a company usually gets a normal profit, and it is estimating that every year it will keep on making the same profit. Super profit is in a particular year you were expecting 10%, but you made 50% profit. So you will use this super profit method also to find out. You are saying because of an acquisition, amalgamation, merger, the company is going to earn super profits. So super profit method could be used. How do we use this method? First step, calculate the normal profit. Look at the tangible assets of the company. Look at industry rate of return. Calculate what normal profit can you make. Now, calculate super profit. You are assuming that you're going to make 50% profit instead of 10%. So calculate this super profit. Tell me what is the difference between your normal profit and actual profit. So actual profit is 100 rupees. Normal profit has all been say 30 rupees. So I'm saying super profit is 70 rupees. So calculate this super profit and now capitalize this super profit based on the value of your intangible assets or goodwill. Why did you make a super profit? Because you already had a goodwill or intangible asset with you, or you created a brand value, and so people preferred you as a company in the new sector also. So capitalize on these super profit. Using this method, you can find out value. So now I'm saying super profit is nothing but actual profit minus normal profit. We have calculated normal profit by looking at capital which you have employed, that means the true value of your assets multiplied by the normal rate of return. How much return does your total assets give you? We calculated super profit by capitalizing the goodwill. So I have a brand value, I have goodwill in the market based on which I'm calculating that instead of making 30 or 10% profit, I'm going to make 50% profit. So find out value of your goodwill by dividing super profit by your normal rate of return. So you could use a super profit method also to calculate the intrinsic value of the firm. The next valuation approach, which is highly used, is discounted cash flow valuation method. Let us understand what are the different steps with respect to discounted cash flow, what this valuation is all about. See, the term discounted takes you also back to the concept of time value of money. So we're going to calculate present value of future cash flow to find out what is the value of the company. So let's look at the future cash inflows of the company. Let's discount them to the present term and find out intrinsic value of the firm. For this, let us follow some steps. Let us look at the steps one by one. So step one. In the step one, I'm going to estimate the future cash flows based on whatever assumptions we've pre-decided. So in the preliminary study, we decided what are the assumptions with respect to future demand. We have forecasted a lot of things. We could be positive, we could be negative. So all these assumptions we have already taken into account post-acquisition. So you've defined your assumptions, what is going to happen with respect to management, how the bid over the forecast horizon would look at. So you will estimate all your future cash flows based on the assumptions, the demand or the sale forecast numbers which you have assumed. After you're done with that, you've estimated your future cash inflows, you'll calculate the terminal value of the target at forecast horizon. So now what are you going to do? You're going to find out what's an average or a terminal value of the company which you're targeting to acquire. After you've determined your terminal value, calculate the cost of capital. Now, cost of capital, we know it's based on weighted average cost of capital. So what would be a discounting rate? That rate needs to be calculated. So calculate what is the cost of capital, how much money you intend to invest for that particular money which you are invested, from what is the cost or what is the expected return which you need to pay back to the investor. So calculate your cost of capital. Then step four, try to discount all your future cash flows with this particular discounting rate. So your cost of capital now works as a discounting rate. You have found out your future cash inflows, discount them using this cost of capital. So maybe I want to use WACC, weighted average cost of capital. Looking at WACC number, I'm now discounting all my future cash inflows. After you've done this, try to also add any other cash inflows which are coming from any kind of asset disposal or business environment of the acquired company. You've acquired a company, you've calculated cash inflows. There are some assets which were not considered. Now you want to sell those assets, recover money. That's also in cash flow inflow. Add them in step number five. After you've added this, subtract all the expenses, any kinds of tax on gains from disposal. Okay, so remove all the tax number, remove all the expenses, try to remove all the acquisition cost and find out the value of equity. So remove everything, find out the true value of the equity. Compare your value. You've calculated an intrinsic value at this place in step number six. That equity value compare with the target. What's the pre-acquisition price? So what price the company is quoting you? What is the share price to find out or to further add value for the acquisition? After you have compared it with the share price, you know the difference of the price for the company you intend to acquire and the price which you have calculated. Decide how much value further needs to be added in order for the shareholders to stay invested in the acquiring company. So ensure either you give them a premium or you are buying it on discount. Whatever have you planned based on the numbers which you have calculated. So if you see that the value should be more, try to give, you know, or maybe the value is less, try to give a premium to that equity shareholder so that they stay invested in the company, whichever you are acquiring. So this is basically a method known as discounted cash flow valuation method, which helps you understand how the future cash inflows have impact on the intrinsic value of the share. Let's talk about some new other few valuation methods in the coming slide. The next method is valuation by team of experts. So I may also make a team of experts. Experts could be accountants, it could be investors, it could be analysts, it could be legal consultants or business consultants. So as a company, I'll form a team of experts in different domain and find out what is the value of the company. Now these experts would use an exchange ratio which should be charged in order for you to buy a particular company. So they may say one share of the current company is half a share of a new company. Okay, so they're going to find out that ratio or exchange ratio and inform you. So this team of experts are hired by a company only because it trusts the expertise of these experts to find out the true value of the company. These experts may use a combination of different methods. They may use an asset approach as well as an earning method or a market-based approach together to calculate the intrinsic value of the company. Or it may do calculation based on all method and then try to adjust to give you a fair price for the share of the company, whether it's your own company or the competitor's company, or that means the acquiring company. So what kind of exchange ratio can these experts determine? So these experts can determine exchange ratio based on market price of share. So what has been the market price? What is the average? What is the minimum? What is the high, low, close? Based on technical analysis, they can calculate what should be the intrinsic value or value of the share to be offered. They could also use a dividend payout ratio. Now, these experts may look at how much dividend has the acquiring company actually paid till today. So, the acquiring company whom you're going to buy, they've not given dividend for the last few years. Then, of course, you need to pay the shareholder dividend plus the value of the share. So, it may also depend on the dividend payout ratio of both the companies, what kind of value would be attached. You could use a price earning ratio also in order to find out the value of the share. So price earning ratio will tell you what kind of investors or how much is the investor willing to pay for the earning the company's share has generated. So I'll use a P multiple to find out how much money to be charged as a value of the share of the new company. The experts may use debt equity ratio. If the company has high level of gearing, the value of the share changes. In case the company has low level of gearing, value of the share changes. So you may use a combination of debt equity, look at the gearing and decide the value of the share. Last is net asset value. We already know what's an asset approach. So experts may also use a net asset approach, calculate the true value of the assets, whether the capital employed is giving good amount of returns. So my capital employed in assets is giving good return or no. Based on the return on the assets, the experts may find out the intrinsic value of the share. So you could also do valuation by team of experts. You can also use fair value method. Fair value method of share would basically be dependent on four criteria. So when you want to do a fair value, I want to know what's the minimum of fair value of the share of the acquiring company which I intend to acquire. There are four things which you need to keep in mind. First, what is the total capital cover? So how much is the capital I'm going to acquire? What has been the yield or return on the capital, whichever? So what's my ROE or, you know, return on capital employed of the acquiring company? What has been the earning capacity of the company? So how much profit does the company earn? How much money it has earned till date? And what are my future earning capacity when I'm going to buy this company? And whether my shares are marketable or no, whether people would further buy these shares. So if you look at these four factors, you can calculate fair value of shares using manageable profit basis method, that is earning per share method, find out EPS and say how much earning has a company share actually generated. Give that as a value to the current shareholders. Use the net worth method. So use your preference as well as equity, share capital, reserves, retained earnings. Define the net worth of that company. Break up that particular into what kind of earning do you get from your net worth. So it is also known as breakup value method or net worth method. Break this up, find out value of share based on the net worth, or use the market value method. So look at your competitors or look at benchmarking market multiples to calculate intrinsic value of share. So if I want to do a fair value of shares, I may also use these methods for arriving at the intrinsic value. One of the very important methods and highly used method is also free cash flow method. See, till now we talked about discounting cash flow, we talked about using multiples. Free cash flow says only talk about how much cash is freely flowing in the company. So free cash flow method is not looking at the entire earnings, but it concentrates only on operating cash flows. It says whenever you're going for an acquisition, when you want to find a true value of your company or value of your own company, important is your operating cash flow. So find out your operating cash flow and deduct all your capital expenditures from those cash flows. So if it's a project, we say that all the cash inflows of that project, which is generated by that particular project, that is operating cash flow, minus how much is my capital expenditure in that particular project. So this free cash flow talks about that method. Here, where operating cash flows are nothing but core operating activities of the company. It could be revenue income from sales. Don't take non-operating items. That means rent or any asset or something. Ignore that. Then capital expenditure. In capital expenditure, is the purchase price of the equipment, installation, or any kind of investment which you have done in infrastructure. So take the total operating cash flow, deduct your capital expenditure to find out free cash flow to the firm. Use that to find out value of the company. So you can find out value or intrinsic value of the company using different methods we've discussed in the previous slides. Now, when you're doing valuation, there are certain standards which every business needs to follow. Say there are international value standards also defined. So in case I want to go for acquisition of a foreign company, or a foreign company intends to come and acquire my company or invest in my company, I should know what value of the share to be quoted. So valuation standards help any business value its total securities, its interest, tangible, intangible assets, how they are performing. For that purpose, there are a few things which are defined with respect to valuation standards. So if I'm going for valuation, there are standards defined with respect to financial transactions. So how to do valuation when it comes to financial transactions, that is amalgamation, merger, buyout, IPO, employee stock options. There are rules, regulations mentioned. There are standards defined when it comes to such kind of valuation. So if your purpose is financial transaction, there are some valuation standards which you need to consider. There are also valuation standards mentioned in case there is a dispute resolution. Okay, any kind of pending litigations or current litigations going, any kind of bankruptcy code followed. Okay, contractual disputes are happening. There are a lot of dissenting shareholders. Shareholders are selling off their stake and going. Employment disputes are going. Intellectual property disputes are going. All these disputes are actually would change the value of the company. So change the valuation or adjust the valuation based on any kind of dispute resolution. Dispute resolution also gives regulations to be followed to find out intrinsic value. There are also valuation standards for compliance-oriented engagement. In case I have to calculate the tax compared to whatever is the intrinsic value which you are giving, that tax matters also are going to change the value of the company. So my financial reporting, my income tax reporting, my taxation, total taxation to be paid, whether it is property, wealth tax, compliance, or purchase price allocation, all these taxes are also going to impact my standard, or I'm saying they will impact my intrinsic value because they are standard defined in these domain by regulatory bodies which I need to adhere to. So other purposes could be planning, internal use of the owners. Based on these standards, the valuation of the company would change. So don't look at the company based on your valuation method. Consider this valuation standard also to finally define the intrinsic value of the company. Coming to now, what is new with respect to business valuation? How can you exploit the different technology tools in order to get the intrinsic value quicker? Or maybe a better approach, or how could I exploit technology to find out the true value of my company? So first, you could use financial modeling software. There are different financial models which are made in Google Sheets, in Excel sheets, and these models are exploited by companies to calculate the value of they are shared. So you could make financial, you could also buy a financial modeling software and calculate value of the company based on these models. They are fixed models. You just need to put in your data and you can calculate intrinsic value of your share within few seconds. Next is using a valuation database. A lot of financial database companies also analyze your company and they give you ready-made valuation model. Say for example, Bloomberg or Thomson Reuters. Now these companies are doing valuation of your financial statements and giving you a ready-made model. You could also use this ready-made model instead of calculating the intrinsic value of the company. You may look at what assumptions they have made and define whether it suits you or no. Or maybe revise as per your need. You could use data analytical tools. So you may use softwares to forecast your demand or forecast your future earnings. And these data analytical tools would help you find out what should be your future cash inflows to calculate the right intrinsic value of the firm. You could use market research tools. Now I'm going to forecast demand based on consumer market demand. I'm going to use tools which are going to say how demand is increasing for me as well as my competitors and what are the chances or what is the probability of me earning more money. So market research tools can also help you understand what could be the sales number or income numbers to calculate true value of the company. You could use an online survey platform, ask people how much money will they pay for a particular product, whether they want this amalgamation or no, whether they feel that this product will be a success or no. Using those survey results also, you can find out intrinsic value, looking at future forecast or sales or maybe profitability numbers. Document management system, very, very important and essential. We said to calculate intrinsic value, we require a lot or huge quantum of financial data. So this document management system would help you to group the data into different formats, balance sheet item, income item, and then you can determine the intrinsic value of the company. You could also use communication and collaboration tools. So try to get view of your employees, use an internal communication, try to collaborate people's estimate into system and use different tools, okay, statistical tools to calculate what should be the intrinsic value of the firm. You can use business intelligence reports. The BI tools are available. Business intelligence reports helps you predict your future cash inflows. It predicts your sales number. So use BI tool for further analytics to understand how your data set is moving, what is a trend which is going on with respect to your financial history. You can use AI and machine learning, feed in the data in and use artificial intelligence to extrapolate or forecast data in future. So you may put a lot of data with respect to economic aspects. You can put data about interest rates and you're predicting future demand or supply in the market using AI and machine learning. You could also use a blockchain technology to see the trends with respect to the revenue and maybe trends with respect to your own business or trends in the market together to calculate how your future cash inflows would look, which will help you to calculate your true asset value and intrinsic value of the firm. So you could also exploit different technology tools in order to calculate the right intrinsic value of the firm. This is with respect to business valuation and techniques. Let's talk about other few aspects of business in the coming sessions. Thank you.